I didn't know about fideism until now, but I suppose I should have seen it coming. That there would be a God for the comfort level, I suppose, was inevitable. Because Chesterton was right in one respect, G.K. Chesterton, a Catholic whose writings are often quarreled with, but he once made a rather clever remark. He said, if people don't believe in anything, if people lose their faith, in other words, they won't believe in nothing. They will believe in anything. And in the sort of, as it seems to some people, a wilderness that has overtaken secular society since people began to realize that for all moral and practical purposes, the heavens were empty, doesn't mean that we've said goodbye to credulity or people who will take anything on faith. Into this vacuum have come all kinds of cults and movements of sort of spiritual narcissism. I certainly think Mother Teresa could be defended from the charge of that kind of religiosity. She was prepared to witness for her faith, I think would have certainly done so unto death if it had been put to her. There seems to be no doubt to me that she believed every single word of it. And if she had not, we would not have anything to argue about. Not she and I. We here foregathered.